Well, we're celebrating over 500,000 passengers. Some people said it would never work. In fact, it would never be delivered. Well, Borders Rail is here, and it's very much a success story with demand and popularity. So over 500,000 passengers is to be welcomed, and that does surpass the forecasts that were predicted for the numbers that would use the route.
And you met the passengers themselves today. Were they a wee bit surprised by all the attention?
I think they were surprised by the media attention and getting to meet the managing director of ScotRail and myself as Transport Minister. But they were actually very appreciative, and then that's nice. And they said, keep up the good work. So we'll be doing our best to keep investing in transport and, of course, particularly railways. Overall, in railways, we've committed a £5 billion investment package. And I think the investment in Borders has shown that it works, and it is a success story and people want to use it.
Why do you think this service has been so successful?
I think it's making the right connections. Of course, there used to be railway connections there, but it's making the right connections. It's opening areas up for economic reasons as well as commuter travel, frankly. And people want to use railways. It's a sustainable form of transport, and you know, people can get about their business, whether it's leisure, business, or shopping, whatever it happens to be, tourism, and open up both Edinburgh and Borders and Midlothian. So the right connections and a wise investment.
And given how successful it has been, I mean, surely this strengthens the case for it to be extended beyond its Tweedbank terminus at the moment.
Well, we have to work in the financial context that we've got. So how we're approaching this is working in partnership with the Transport Partnership and the local authorities to look at a feasibility study. That'll give us more information on the options, costs, so on and so forth, other transport options. But we do look very positively on rail, but as I say, we have to live within our means. But certainly we pledged to deliver Borders Rail, and it's been delivered, and it's turned out to be a great success.